Pat Vitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, Pat Vitucci, with over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, with special emphasis on retirement planning. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, go to don'tinvestandforget.com.
Reports indicate that inflation is cooling, but does it mean an end to Fed rate hikes? Xi Jinping faces a more skeptical U.S. business climate as he makes his case for investment. And U.S. homebuilder confidence drops for the fourth month in a row. Welcome once again to this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that each and every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host, author, and industry veteran, Pat Vitucci, and I'm Craig Roberts. Well, Pat, certainly the visit to the San Francisco Bay Area by a number of the Asian region illuminaries capturing headlines. Certainly Xi Jinping, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, has been very much at the forefront, trying to bring more business, more investment back into China, as they have been struggling with a very slow GDP over the better part of 4 years now. And along with that, of course, we continue to watch challenges in certain pockets of the economy, though there was some good news earlier this week for Meta that seems to have seen, at least for a while, a turnaround. Tell us what's going on.
Well, as usual, it's a collection of trends that are pointing in a whole variety of directions. The biggest thing is certainly President of China visiting San Francisco, meeting with business leaders. And interestingly, he said, we're not going to go into wars. We want the relationship with America to get strong again. We're the two largest economies on the planet. So it's a very conciliatory speech, kind of intimating they're not going to invade Taiwan, which I'd love to believe it, but we all know in the past, it's hard to believe when a communist leader says something that it's really what they mean. But I assume maybe they're looking at our support of Ukraine, our support of Israel, our support of Taiwan would, I'm guessing, be as likely as strong and getting into a war over Taiwan, given, as you mentioned, the China economy is not in great shape. Unemployment among 25-year-olds is 25%. So their economy is sputtering, to say the least. And the fact that Xi Jinping came to America and met with business leaders asking for their business kind of intimates they need us as much as we need them. So it was an interesting visit. The exchange, frankly, with President Biden was so high at the 30,000-foot level, it was hard to walk away with any specificity as to what they were going to each provide to each other. They'll look at the drug issue and the production of these pills that are causing so many deaths in this country. But it was just, you know, I promise I'll look into it kind of thing, which is pretty difficult to walk away with any confidence in that kind of statement. So we'll see how China and U.S. trying to rebuild a relationship. It's been quite cool, I would say cold, in the last years. We'll see if this visit has any sustainable, long-lasting effect. Interesting, I read this week, Craig, America's top-selling car will soon only come in as a hybrid. The Toyota Camry, about every fourth car on the road, will only be sold as a hybrid. It's been a great selling car. I'm now wondering how our public will react to it as only being sold as a hybrid. We'll see what that does. Home Depot came in with a sales number that was a little disappointing, but it still beat Wall Street forecast. So all the hype and enjoyment we saw during the COVID years of we were fixing our homes up and painting and doing a lot of home improvements, that era has come to an end. By the way, they still earned $3.8 billion for the quarter, Greg. That's not chump change. So they're not hurting, certainly, but their sales numbers have dropped correspondingly based on the fact that Americans are not creating the home improvement projects they were while we were all home sitting on our thumbs, not being able to go into the office. Home builders' confidence drops for the fourth month in a row. Mortgage rates were at 8%. As of today, they're right around 7.5%. There seems to be a consensus that the Federal Reserve perhaps is not going to raise rates again in their next meeting, December 12th. Consensus and economists believe that they'll create another pause, and maybe the era of raising rates is over. So we'll see. It would be great news for home builders, which of course are not doing well. They're having to reduce prices. They're getting into a buy down of some of the rates for a year or two to entice those young first-time home buyers to come in and buy some of their inventory. So we'll see how the interest rates begin to moderate in the next several quarters or two. We'll see how those rates react to GDP numbers, to inflation numbers. Inflation appears to be cooling, probably given the hint that federal rate hikes be put back on the shelf for now. Consumer prices overall were pretty flat last month, and they only rose 3.2% from a year earlier. You remember, all overall inflation rate hit a peak of 9.1 in June of 22. So they've come down a lot from 9.1 to 3.2. That certainly has a big effect on the cost of housing. The markets have been on a tear. The NASDAQ closed up 2.4% recently, and the Dow Jones had a 500-point day this week. That's a 1.4% increase. So in the last 8 trading days, the Dow has been up 8 out of the last 10. So that's a welcome relief based on what we've seen in an earlier period. Jerome Powell is not willing to declare victory over inflation yet. We still have not hit the target rate of 2%. We're at 3.2%. So we've got a ways to go. Again, getting into a presidential election year, the administration hardly wants to get into a recession. So far, the soft landing theory seems to be having some merit in that we still have decent unemployment numbers. As I said, inflation numbers are coming down. If we can get it down another 1.2, 1.3, housing will start to rebound. Then we'll see stocks like Home Depot and Lowe's start to climb back up. Last note, it is charity giving time. End of year is around the corner. And the question is, are you of the charitable nature to begin to think about giving to your favorite charity? Certainly makes you feel good. You have a passion that's close to your heart. Certainly you can make a difference. And every donation does have a big impact. And guess what? There's a residual impact of having a extra bit of tax relief. So again, this is the giving time of year. We have a lot to be thankful for. Thanksgiving being next week, we all sit around at the Thanksgiving table and give thanks for our blessings. And again, if you are so inclined, providing some relief to your favorite charities, certainly the right thing to do. And there's some tax implications favorable to you as well.
Well, certainly, Pat, within that spirit of giving, the ability to make the lives of others a bit brighter and support your favorite charity and whatever it might be in its goals and design, not only gives you, I think, a good sense of personal satisfaction, but also the good knowledge of knowing you're making a positive difference in the world today. Well, if you just tuned in, it's a look at the week in money and headline news that all impact your financial life here on this edition of Don't Invest and Forget.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888 888- PLANWISE, or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
Pat Petucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.